If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks. And here we are!
Hi, everybody!
Good morning. Quick shout out to John from Harleysville, Pennsylvania.
It's a great place to be from.
It is a great place to be from. And he wrote us a letter that said, "Dear Mark and Daisy, sorry I'm getting this out late. Thank you so much for what you do. I've been listening for some time. I don't remember exactly when I started, but I remember when Daisy learned the price of postage, and after that I was hooked." For the record, that was me.
That was her.
50 cents? 50 cents! Yeah. And now it's what? It's like 80 cents? I don't even know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the goings-on in this crazy country of ours.
I feel like it's Groundhog Day. Do you feel like it's Groundhog Day? We're like living in a universe where we're going through this, you know, this stuff, this impeachment stuff again?
It feels very groundhoggy.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing it again. It's like, what's
and
happening?
Now it's like, I feel like Trump should just be like, take that, bitches. I've been the only president that's been impeached twice.
Right.
Beat
right.
that. Because like they've completely cheapened what that word means.
Totally. Totally. It's what was it that I put on our page yesterday, our Instagram page? Mini AOC put, you know, the third impeachment and Trump gets a sandwich for free.
Yes.
And I was
that's exactly right.
I was like, sandwiches. Because, I mean, at this point, it's so cheapened, like you say, and so dumbed down. Nobody cares. And I saw
somebody. It means nothing.
I don't even know who it is. Somebody on our side of the aisle was like, you know, we're just going to go ahead and pursue impeachment with Biden. Because why not?
Yeah, I saw that. It's Marjorie Greene.
There you go.
And she's like, we're going to do that because of his abuse of power, because
right.
of China.
Why not?
I mean, let's and they should do it every day.
Why the hell not? Let's go ahead and do it and just be wrapped up in investigations for the next 4 years, because that's been the precedent that's been set, right?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Let's impeach the MF-er. Because that's
exactly
that's what they've done. So why shouldn't we do it? I mean, they've set the stage for all of this jackassery. So
that's
why
right.
shouldn't we go ahead and do it, right?
I see no reason.
I don't either.
I think every single representative that is a Republican should file articles of impeachment.
Well, except for the however many that wanted to impeach Trump, right? You know?
Right.
Cheney
right.
and all those other yahoos who thought it was a good idea to impeach Trump, right?
It's just so dumb. And I was so exhausted by having the hearings on all afternoon.
Right.
I mean, there were some standouts, obviously. Matt Gaetz was amazing.
He's always amazing.
But like most of it, I was just like, oh my God, when will this end?
And I, you know, I didn't watch a lot of it. I got some of the highlights. But, you know, to me, a lot of the theme of yesterday was everything is racist.
Right.
And since when is, I think, what was it? Like Trump was called the white supremacist in chief or something, or the racist.
Yeah, by that Cori Bush, the new member of the squad. She's awful.
What the hell is that? What is that? Since when is that okay?
And
what
I feel it's insightful.
It's extreme. Yeah. I feel like it's insightful.
And it is insightful.
And what does race have to do with what happened at the Capitol? Why is it that these folks always have to bring race into everything? What is
it's
that?
All they know. It's all they know how to do.
It is so anti-intellectual is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have asked me about that. They've said, you know, when people argue about politics, they always bring race. Why do they bring race into it? And how do I have a conversation with these people when they bring race into it? And I said, you know what? You can't. because those are the people who, those are the LOFOs, frankly. Mm. Those are the people who don't want to have a conversation because those are the people who are not intellectual. They're not intellectually capable of having a conversation because they basically just want to go, you're a racist.
Or they're like the opposite extreme, where they're like the hyper intellectuals, like the white fragility people, the ones that are consumed by guilt and who've read everything under the sun about their own privilege.
Yeah, well,
those are just as bad.
I don't consider them intellectuals. I think that they're so far gone. They're not, you know, they think they're intellectual, but they're not because they've read garbage.
Yeah.
It's like they've got garbage up in their brains. And so this is the thing. A lot of these people in D.C., and, you know, and on the East Coast, and these, you know, like the Harvardites and all these jackasses think that they're so much smarter than everybody else. And they're so woke. And so they these are the folks who are the ones who are constantly bringing up race. You're not smarter than everybody else. You look like a jackass when you bring up race all the time. You're not having an intellectual and intelligent conversation by bringing up race all the time. We're not having conversations in this country. You're shutting down the conversation. You're the ones who are censoring. You're the ones who are stifling. You're the ones who are book burning. Mm-hmm. That's not intellectual. You know, you're the ones who are anti-intellectuals. And then we're over here going, let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this stuff, you know, because it does, because 90% of it, 99% of it doesn't have to do with race. You know, it's we're having issues. Let's get them on the table and let's talk about it. We're ready to talk. And then they want to shut down the conversation. Well, that's not intellectual. What the hell is wrong with you?
And it's so anti-American.
Right.
To shut down conversation. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
So after the whole, the outcome was the outcome. We all knew he was going to be impeached a second time. Who cares, right? Like, so nothing is happening because the Senate's not even going to talk about it until after Joe's already in office. And so then what's the point? Why would they want to, why would they want that cloud hanging over Joe's presidency anyway? I have no idea. But one of the highlights of yesterday was when Trump's taped speech came out. He did a five and a half minute address to the nation, which was so perfect in every way that it reminded me of what I'm going to miss about President Trump. And I was so angry at him at the same time because I was like, why didn't you say this last week? Right. Why didn't you say it exactly like this last week? Because we wouldn't even be doing this. We wouldn't even have this impeachment thing if you had just said this last week.
I don't know. They'd probably still do it, Miriam.
If he would have come out forcefully right when all of that crap started going down and said what he said, they could never blame him for inciting anything. He was so strong yesterday.
I still think they'd do it. I still think that they'd blame him. Is Joni Mueller calling us twats?
Well, that's clever.
I think she's calling us twats. Oh, she's probably one of the intellectuals. Way to go, Joni.
Is she feeling guilty about her whiteness?
That's really, really clever with the word twats. That's awesome. Did you come up with that all by yourself? Congratulations.
Anyway, I just was so impressed with it. And obviously, it was pre-written, and he read it off a teleprompter, and he didn't veer from the script at all, and it was perfection. I mean, it was calm, and it was measured, and it was like this perfect. It was like one of his State of the Unions, you know? He's good at those.
Yeah, he is. He was always really good at those. And he was good at a lot of things, and he'll never get credit for those.
Yeah.
Perhaps in like 20, 30 years, looking back, when people have settled and maybe there is a sense of, you know, historical normalcy and perspective, and there are some, you know, people who can write about what happened in, you know, a measured way, they can see it through, you know, clear lenses, and then they can say, okay, this is what he did. Here are some of the wins that he had, and then they can see him in a more favorable view. Like, people will start seeing him differently than the chaos that we're seeing right now, because you just can't, there's nobody right now that's saying this is what here are his wins. We never got to see any of his wins. I mean, you and I talked about that all the time on our show. 99.4% of the coverage on President Trump was negative. Right. 99.4%. That is data. That is a data point. How can you expect anybody to even remotely think that he's doing a good job when the coverage on him is shit coverage. I mean, it's like, what are you supposed to do with that? We knew better because we were in the industry, or we are in the industry, and we knew some of the things he was doing because we actively sought it out. You know, we would go look for it ourselves. If you're not actively seeking that out and you're a lofo, or you're one of these people who think you're intellectual and you're like, oh, he's a racist, you're automatically going to believe the 99.4 awful coverage of him. And then you're going to, on top of that, think that he's just this horrible racist misogynist guy. And you're, you know, it's compounded, and you hate the guy. You think he's the worst president ever. You know, because the media is with that narrative, right? So, I mean, it's like, I think down the road we're gonna start seeing, because listen, over the next 4 years, it's gonna be a different ballgame, because that you got the three branches of government that it's all Democrat.
Well,
it's
two so far, but like if they pack the courts, it will be three.
Right. They're gonna pack the courts, and it's all gonna be them. And we're gonna see that it's. You know, it's all on them. It's all going to be on them. We're going to see how they do. Democrats can't do anything right. So, I mean, really? You think they're going to do a great job?
No. Oh my God. It's going to be a complete disaster.
They had one job over the past couple weeks, and that was to unify the country. They had a task of, you know what? You guys could actually do something right. Joe Biden could have gotten up there and said, I'm going to try to heal this nation. And this is what he did. And he got up there and said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drive a nail into the coffin of this legacy that was the Trump thing. I mean, it's like, and this is what he did. And everybody is just even more pissed off. And the people that were talking about what happened over the past no one talked about any of the violence over the past summer. I mean, there were a couple Republicans that got up there and said stuff about it. But it's like they're unwilling to even acknowledge that it was riots are riots. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, they're wrong all the time. We are consistent about that.
Right.
And that's the main difference between like rational thinking conservatives and everyone on the left who was like, oh yeah, this BLM and Antifa riots are, you know, the businesses have insurance, so it's fine because the message is noble.
Or just what? Human, or just adults. I feel like rational thinking adults understand that riots are riots. I mean, that's what I teach my kids. You know, it's like you look at your kid and it's like a kid cannot decipher they can't tell the difference between this is a conservative riot and a liberal riot. I mean, it's like a riot is a freaking riot. It's like violence is bad.
Yeah.
Period. Don't do it. Don't engage in that crap. If you're telling a kid that, a kid can understand that. Why can't adults, or at least liberal adults, get this?
They just refuse to see reality. And in fact, if they believe in the cause strongly enough, then they'll bail out the rioters, as we know from our incoming VP.
It's crazy. This is a crazy world we're living in.
It is insane. And, you know, there's so much hypocrisy even beyond just like how they talk about the riots. Like, for example, there's this great, there are a couple headlines about Pelosi and how she said, do you remember when BLM and Antifa were really tearing up DC? And then Trump was like, we got to protect monuments because liberals, of course, have to tear down statues of the founders. So when Nancy Pelosi even breathes a word about founders and like having reverence for our founding fathers, that whole party is the one that wants to tear down statues of the founders.
Right.
So they can suck it about that. So when Trump, in order to protect the Lincoln Memorial and like some of our most famous monuments, he had National Guard troops that were posted to secure those monuments. And Pelosi had said how scary it was to see uniformed troops on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
And then now, if you look at the rotunda of the Capitol, there's like thousands of National Guard people sleeping and like on guard to take care of the Capitol. And she's praising them and how great it is that they're there to protect them. And I'm like, you don't get to even talk about security or police when those are the people you have vilified for the last 9 months and wanted to defund.
Well, she's just a walking ball of hypocrisy. She always has been, right? I mean, this is the woman who is like, walls are bad, but she's got like this giant ass wall. She's got a giant ass wall around her house.
and the Capitol now. They had to put up a wall.
Right. This is the thing. I mean, it's like walls are bad for you guys because you guys don't want a wall around where you live because, you know, we don't want to protect you because you guys are Indians. But I need a wall because I'm Nancy Pelosi and I'm important. I need a wall and my friends need walls.
And we also need our hair done when you can't get your hair done.
I mean, I got to get my hair all done. And it's like, I don't need to wear a mask and I don't need to do all this kind of stuff. And neither does my friend Gavin because he's way too important. He's got to go to this fancy restaurant. So just shut up. And if you get us in trouble, I'll destroy you.
Right.
You know?
And then, I mean, then like the fake news continued yesterday. This was the most unbelievable thing I saw trending on Twitter was Politico, like a bigwig at Politico. Tweeted out Louis Gohmert yesterday during Louis Gohmert's speech. He quoted Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi had said in the past summer, I don't know why there aren't more uprisings all over the country.
Right.
And Louis Gohmert used that quote was when he was making his point.
And he should have.
And Politico quoted it or tweeted it and it just said, Louis Gohmert. I don't know why there aren't more uprisings in the street.
Oh, my God.
And then that blew up. And everyone was like, oh, my God, he should be impeached or whatever you do to a congressperson. He should be censured. And how can we – and his Twitter account should be taken down. And
really?
All of this stuff. And finally, people were like, you guys, you idiots, that is a Nancy Pelosi quote. And then radio silence, right? And then everybody was like, oh, then that's fine. I mean – it's
really?
Incredible. It was happening like in real time last night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess it's fine when she says it, isn't it? You guys are so intellectual.
It's just incredible.
It's funny how the intellectuals, like, they get all pretzel-minded, you know?
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, my God, we got to impeach that guy. I don't know what impeachment. All right, can we impeach? Because I like that word, impeach. It sounds so fruity. Let's
do it to everybody.
Let's just can I impeach that guy out of his job? I want to impeach everybody. Let's
just
impeach
unreal.
You and you get impeached and you get impeached. God.
And
it's
then
crazy.
There's this idiot who is part of the defund the police movement, like just an activist person who literally has in their Twitter screen name ACAB. All cops are bastards,
right?
Which is a common thing that they would spray paint on all of the buildings.
Let me guess. Now he loves cops.
I mean,
now he's like all
for
the cops,
you guys.
Now he's all for the Capitol Police, right? Let me guess.
Her name on Twitter is BLM Emily ACAB. Okay, that's her name.
Okay, all right. Now she's in love with the Capitol Police.
What happened in D.C. last night was horrible. These terrorists broke into the Capitol and were being violent towards those poor police officers.
Oh, my God. My pearls. You guys, I'm clutching up. My pearls.
I mean, can you even?
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I'm so clutchy of my pearls. All cops are bastards, except for the Capitol Police, you guys. Except for
They're
those.
They're awesome. Oh, my God.
They're completely great. I really want them to protect me.
It's just unbelievable.
It is.
There's so many examples at this point that it's just, I don't even know how you can be a leftist and not be so embarrassed.
Yeah. And not, like, want to throw up at yourself in the mirror.
Right.
Like, what, you're walking, like... You're constant dichotomy. You're like, you're just a hypocrite every day. But then you're like, I'm an intellectual.
Right.
And I'm smarter than
and
you.
Morally superior in every way.
Can't you see? Can't you see how much smarter I am than you?
But by the way, for those people who are worried about Joe Biden becoming president and feeling like the country is basically lost.
Oh, you're going to give us some
never
hope?
Never fear.
What?
Because... What? Tom Hanks is hosting a celebrity inauguration special.
Thank God Forrest Gump will be there. Thank God.
So,
Jenny,
America's dad is going to take care of all of us.
Oh, he's America's dad? Is that who that is?
That's what they call him.
They
America's
call,
dad.
They call Tom Hanks America's dad?
Yep.
Really?
Because he's so, you know.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that that's what they called him.
Yeah,
I that's just what called they call him, him. I just call him Forrest Gump.
So there was an article about that in which they said that on the 20th, the evening of the 20th, there's going to be this Celebrating America special.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And it's so going to include all kinds of people. The themes are going to be celebrating America United and our connection with one another.
Oh.
It said the quote about the CEO of the presidential inauguration committee CEO said, "This inauguration presents a unique opportunity to spotlight the resilience and spirit of an America United.
Okay,
We've witnessed countless heroes this past year step up to the front lines and serve their Americans. So we're going to tell their stories and blah, blah, blah." And the problem is that there's not going to be a single solitary Republican. And so if you're not part of the elite, then you're just not part of the unitedness.
Let me guess. Cardi B will be there.
I don't think Cardi B will be there, but Justin Timberlake is confirmed. Demi Lovato, Justin Bieber, right. They are all confirmed.
Lady Gaga, all
of
them.
I mean, if they really wanted unity, they could have tried to at least grab a couple of Republicans just for show.
Right.
But they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So it's America United except for conservatives.
I think it's too late. I think it's too late to be united at this point. And the fact that they're even using the word united anywhere in that theme just laughable. Isn't it laughable? It's like, seriously, conservatives are like, dude, you're squelching us. Like, we can't speak freely. By the way, I put up a post on our Instagram, and my stepdaughter actually sent it to me at like 10:30 last night. She's like, oh, this is being censored on your Instagram. And so this is another thing, which I thought was pretty interesting. It's a picture. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. It's a picture of Joe Biden. And it was like, it's like in June, there were riots. I feel like I can't show it to you guys. I'm just going to tell you what it is. Because if I show it to you, I'm afraid that our YouTube will get shut down.
Before you do that, really quick, let me just say shout out to Kimberly Roll. Thank you very much for the super sticker, Kimberly.
Oh, thank
we appreciate
you.
That's
so sweet. Okay, it has four quadrants in it. Okay.
Oh yeah, the four different chicks screaming.
No, it's Joe Biden. it's Joe Biden, and he's like, it's a picture. It's a, like a bad picture of him. In June, it's like him with fire behind, like a burning city behind him.
Yeah.
July, it's a burning city behind him. August, it's a burning city behind him. And then and then now it's like present day, and it says, and it's like people protesting behind him in Washington. It's like, this violence is a threat and must end now. That was taken down.
And it wow.
Was, it says, see why fact checkers say this is false.
Oh my God.
That was taken off of our Instagram.
How is it false?
Well,
what does
I mean,
that even mean?
Instagram says, see why fact checkers say this is false. This is the thing.
Did you see why?
There's nothing. It's like now it's just, now it's grayed out. There's nothing. Like it's, when she saw it, it says, see why fact checkers say this is false. So she must have been able to see that. I can't, when I went to it this morning, it was completely blacked out. So I couldn't see. So they basically censored it. They censored that, which I find really interesting because 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, if somebody would have put something up there about Trump, it would have been completely fine. They could have put death to Trump. And it's like, that's completely fine. And they'd be like,
they probably still can.
Right, right. It's completely fine. So I'm just pointing that out because I find the dichotomy really interesting. It's interesting. Like, that was harmless. That was what I put up on our Instagram page was harmless. It was just a funny meme about how he ignored it for, you know, years. He ignored all the violence and everything that went on this summer, didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden he's like, it's domestic terrorism because my puppeteers are telling me to say it. And it's just showed it in meme form. And they're like, you can't say that, chicks on the right. You can't, this is what Instagram is telling us. We can't put that up there. But yet the stuff that they allow to be said about Trump is remarkable. It's just remarkable. And meanwhile, the Ayatollah has a freaking Twitter account.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, everybody needs to be aware that this is happening. And if you think that that's okay, it's not. It's not okay.
There was a guy that called our show yesterday who plays euchre on some app, right? And you have like a screen profile picture. There are tons and tons of people who play on that app who have like F Trump and like all kinds of hateful towards Trump profile pictures.
Right.
He made his profile picture a poop emoji that had Biden Harris on it, and he got banned from the platform.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
He is no longer allowed to be there.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
What? How is that okay? How is it okay for one to be okay and the other to not be okay? It's, you guys, everybody should be alarmed by that alone. You should be alarmed that it's okay to say F Trump, not okay to say F Biden. It's a free country. Oh, it used to be. Mm-hmm. It's not a free country anymore. This is not okay.
It's not okay. And you know what else is not okay? New York Times is suggesting that we start wearing two masks.
The New York Times, what, the New York Times are scientists now? Like, what the hell? I thought the vaccine was supposed to work.
But still.
Oh, really?
Listen, if masks are effective, which as we know, they so super are, then we should wear two.
No, I'm not wearing two face diapers. No.
No. And well, what was funny is that they did say, there was a quote in there that says, "We do run the risk of making it too hard to breathe." And I'm just like, are you people serious? Like, are you? What? No. I can't.
Well, I mean, they are, but I'm fine. You can wear a two-faced mask. I'm not wearing them.
No. No, thank you. We'll not be doing that. Jack Dorsey released a 14-part Twitter storm yesterday explaining the pain that it took, you know, the pain he was in about this whole decision to ban everybody.
Who feels sorry for him? Raise your hand.
For me, I read through the whole thing and I was like, it was such a incoherent, rambling mess.
So it was like Kafka? It was like reading Kafka, which was like the worst crap to read in college. God, it's like
But it was like this, I kept reading it trying to find, okay, well, what is his main point? And then I got to like the second to the last tweet and it was like, that's why I'm such a fan of Bitcoin. And I was like,
God,
wait a minute. Are you trying to advertise for Bitcoin in the middle of your explanation why you're taking all the power that most world leaders don't even have?
Like, just go smoke some more peyote. I can't with you.
What in the world?
I know.
So
it's crazy. The guy. Anyway. Oh, I didn't see it.
You gotta read it. You gotta read it.
I do? I have to read it, really?
Well, just because there are some people who are saying, this is a very thoughtful post, because he does admit in there that they have too much power. Like, he was like, it's a problem. It's a problem that we're having this much power. We need
to be... Well, then don't wield it.
I mean, it seems pretty simple, but...
You have a choice. If you feel like it's a problem, then you have a choice as to who you're going to wield it against. You're squelching conservatives. It is blatantly obvious who you are squelching. You're not squelching liberals. You're shutting down conservatives. So
he did
stop
say,
doing it.
Yeah, he did say that there needs to be more transparency in how they moderate. And he's been saying that for years. And yet they will not ever tell you what exactly has been the trigger for them to give you a warning or to boot you off altogether. There's never any specific reason. And even when they come up with one, in the case of Trump, it's so out there and insane that it's like pointless to even say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
We have to do an update on Bruce Willis, because we talked about him yesterday and how hot he was and how he was like defiant, not wearing a mask into the Rite Aid, and then he went and apologized or something. Is that?
Well, he exclusively told People magazine that not wearing the mask was a big error in judgment, that everybody should mask up and stay safe.
So he probably just wants to be invited to the inauguration with Tom Hanks.
Maybe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Or maybe he's getting too much backlash from his Hollywood friends.
Right. And he can't handle the heat. So he's a big wuss.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
I mean, it's such a disappointment.
It is a disappointment. You know? Remember when he wasn't? Remember when he was actually like,
when he was yippee-ki-yaying?
Yeah. Right?
It was great. Back in the day.
I miss men. Don't you miss men?
Real men.
Yeah, right.
We need a lot more of them.
Right.
A lot more.
What do you think John Wayne would have done that?
Oh, my God.
You think John Wayne would have walked into Rite Aid and been like, yes, ma'am, I'm going to mask up. Let me saddle on up here to the pharmacy counter. Hey, lady. I'm going to put my two masks on because Biden told me to put double up.
And it's like, and I feel bad for Rite Aid because probably Rite Aid doesn't want to do this either, but they're getting pushed from their government to say you're going to be put out of business. You're going to be fined and you're going to have licenses pulled if you don't have a mask mandate. And so I feel bad for the businesses too, which is why we comply, right? Like if we're required to wear a mask to get into a Kroger, we're going to do it because most likely the people at Kroger don't want to be doing it either. And they're being forced by the government.
Who from the government is running around looking to see if masks run? Are there really people running around?
Oh my God,
and
there's
cars
so
going.
Yes. No, there's so many people. There's so many health department inspectors that are sent out to check this stuff. There's videos all over the place. It's horrible.
It's crazy.
Another world.
Like we're paying for these people to do this. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's nuts. You guys.
It's insane.
This is our world now. This is our country. This is what's become of it. God, it's crazy.
Well, we can't end on that note.
Every day this week has ended on a crap note. What am I supposed to do? It's like, this is our world.
No,
I can't.
We need something. We need like a Wii video or something.
All I know is that I feel much safer now that Trump has been inaugurated. Do you feel safer in your community? Because he was a threat. I mean, Nancy was telling
us
that
you said Trump has been inaugurated.
I'm sorry. I meant impeached.
Oh, I was like, what are you saying, woman? Now that he's been impeached.
I think that was a Freudian slip. That was total Freudian slip. Yeah, I'm an impeached. But now that he's been impeached, I do. Because she said he's a threat. I mean, he's a
clear and present danger.
She did say clear and present danger, Will Robinson, danger. And so I personally feel, I mean, my community, like Indianapolis, it's like become like huge murder capital now. And personally, knowing that Trump has been impeached, I feel like I'm going to be safer in my local community.
Should go outside naked downtown for a walk.
Yeah, just because Trump is gone now, you know?
Yeah, so it's
all
fine.
I'm sure you guys feel the same because he was
a
threat.
Everything is fine now.
He was a clear and present danger.
So dangerous.
What the hell? She's a lunatic. Woman is a freaking loon.
Did you see that she wore the exact same thing? Nancy
she
Pelosi, she literally has an impeachment dress. She wore the exact same jewelry, same dress, same everything for the first impeachment and for this impeachment. And you know she did that like on purpose. Like that was, she thought about that because she knew people were going to talk about it. She thought about it and then she did it. I'm going to wear the exact same getup. And it's black, right? It's like very funeral-y.
Does she have pens
somber.
This time? Does she have pens? Because remember, didn't they have pens the last time?
They probably will when the impeachment managers do whatever it is that they do. I don't know.
We had to pay. Do you guys remember? We had to pay for, like, freaking commemorative impeachment pens. So Nancy could have her damn, like, impeachment pens to give out. And she had pens, you guys. She had pens. Because it was like going to one of those sorority formals, you know, where they have swag. And she was like, you guys, you got t-shirts, everybody.
Get your impeachment t-shirt for
$12.99. We're going to have pictures taken with like the little label at the bottom. It's like, impeachment 2021. Woo! Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. She's like, get on in here for a picture. Come on, selfie. Woo!
Yeah.
This is how she does. Because she's Nancy freaking Pelosi. I can't
this
woman.
It's so, everything is so dumb.
It is dumb. All these people are a disgrace. I wish we would just drain the swamp. All these people are absolutely disgraceful.
All right, I probably need to go learn things.
Yeah, I need to go do things because I have a job now. Yeah, because you know
that seems like a lot of work.
Because I don't know if I've said this lately because we've been squelched by social media. So, anyways, you guys bring it in.
Oh, by the way, we're up to like almost 14,000 lost on Twitter now.
Oh, that's great. I feel much better about my future. Thanks. Felt much better about it. Thanks for making me feel good, Mock. Appreciate it. Everybody bring it in. I really need a big hug, you guys. Big hug. It's great. I'm so glad that we've worked so hard for the past 12 years so that they can completely shut us down. It's fantastic, you guys. Please go follow us and subscribe to our channel because I feel really depressed now.
And that's subscribe great. Everywhere. If you think that we need to be somewhere, go check to see that we might just be there.
Just
we
for the love of God, subscribe to all of our things, okay?
All the things.
Mwah. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye!
Bye.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On every edition of the Sarah Carter Podcast, I say we're taking back the story, and that's exactly what we have to do. Whether it's the Russia hoax, the relentless attacks on President Trump, pretending Antifa doesn't exist, or covering up for the repressive Chinese government, the mainstream media isn't interested in the truth. It's up to us to uncover the truth and share it with others. Please join me in taking back the story on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.